The latest from podnews.net. Rajar, the UK audio measurement company, has published the latest edition of their MIDAS study for summer 2019, which claims 16% of UK adults listen to podcasts every week. The data also says that nearly all of listening to podcasts is done alone. That data compares with just half of live radio. The data isn't directly comparable with the Edison Research data seen in other countries. It's now day six without any categories in Apple Podcasts apps while the company reworks their categories. OmniStudio and Zencast have both announced that they're supporting the new Apple Podcasts categories. Pocketcast says it intends to support them and suggests publishers adopt them. Apple's leadership in the space is still meaningful, says the CEO, Owen Grover, and the new categories do feel like a good step. Podcast app Overcast was updated last week. You can now share up to 90 seconds of a podcast on social media, and it features a better recommendation engine, which no longer uses Twitter. And here's a tip. If your listeners star your podcast in Overcast, it'll appear higher in the recommendation results. Amazon Prime has cancelled Law after two seasons. CNBC Africa focuses on the growth of podcasts in the continent with an interview with Breaking Silence's co-host Dominika Longa. Pod Tales, a festival of audio drama and fiction podcasting, returns to Cambridge, Massachusetts on October the 20th. It'll be a free event and promises to bring together fiction podcasters for panel discussions, workshops, and guest spotlights. And Pod News podcast pages now include ratings from Podchaser as well as some styling work. And if you're a fan of NPR One, then good news, Pod News is now there too. Download the free app, search for us, and get a daily update. And thank you to the Global Story Network, the world's new home for great storytelling, for becoming our most recent corporate sponsor. Human connection starts with a story, they say. You should be like them at podnews.net/support. It's a Monday, so it's opinion day. How many podcasts will be downloaded by Australians in 2019? Courtney Carthy works out it'll be 780 million. He then went on to post about what that means for potential revenue in the country, saying, arguably, this is another example of podcasts in 2019 being like the internet 20 years ago, not because it's in a bubble, but because it hasn't figured out ways to make money that are also valuable to audiences. And Justin Lake says that the golden age of podcasts is coming to an end. That's cheery. He adds, when big money is at stake, history has taught us that what's best for the consumer almost always takes a back seat to what's best for the media company. And in podcasts today, Timestorm, a podcast selected for the initial PRX Google Podcasts Creator Program, launches this week. News doesn't have to be miserable and negative. In Happier News is a weekly roundup of positive and happier news stories from a TV news reporter who spent years reporting the negative. And marketing podcast Future Proof interviews Danielle Lee, Spotify's Partner Solutions Global VP, on the company's aspirations and why marketers should be leaning in to audio. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.